It's no secret that many returning service members feel like the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs or the VA is failing them. Long wait times, a healthcare philosophy some see as overly reliant on medication, a scourge of suicides. But some veterans in the Philadelphia area are not letting that determine how they'll live once they've come home from the war, especially the ones who have served since 9/11. Projects for Vets are created by vets are cropping up across our area to help fill the gaps where support is otherwise falling short. WHYY's Joe Hernandez has the story.
Every Sunday, before many of us have had our first cup of coffee, local veterans are already gathering at CrossFit Inspire in Malvern. The reason? A grueling 25-minute workout free of charge for vets and their families. Retired Marine Marty Kenny started the group The Weekly Fight in late 2015, after a Marine he'd served with overseas committed suicide.
You know, once I got past all the would've, could've, and should've's, all I could think of is this is the kids' Christmas from now on. This is what they're gonna think about every time this time of year comes by. And I gotta do something.
With The Weekly Fight, Kenny is hoping to create a safe space for vets struggling with combat PTSD and provide support from fellow service members.
When I bring these guys together and we get them here and they get to sweat a little bit, they get a little pain, there's a little suffering, and there's a lot of jabbing back and forth about, you know, putting out max effort and everything else, it brings some of that community and that sense back to what they're missing. And I think that's the beauty of what we do.
The group also dedicates each workout to a vet who committed suicide. James O'Flaherty left the Marine Corps in 2015 after several combat deployments to Afghanistan. He says he's still affected by PTSD, but he's able to keep it under control, thanks in part to The Weekly Fight.
There are some little things that I'm working through, but the reason I say little is because I'm not going to let them be big. Because what we've got going on is bigger.
Is this part of how you manage it?
Yeah, without a doubt. No question about it. No question about it.
Mark Abbott also served in the Marine Corps. He says sweating through the workout reminds him of some of his more difficult days living with combat PTSD.
It's like, as silly as that sounds, it's only 25 minutes, but like, it's a really long time when your heart rate's at like 167 or 170 beats a minute and you're sucking wind. 20 minutes is forever. That grind, I want to get comfortable there. I want to push myself to the point where like I'm dying inside and just look up and smile, because I can, you know, say like whatever it is, whatever that deep down dark, nasty, scary thought is, just look at it and go, nothing.
The Weekly Fight is part of a growing trend of groups for vets and created by vets that aim to help fill in the gaps where support is lacking from institutions like the Department of Veterans Affairs or even well-meaning civilians. According to the VA, 20 United States veterans are committing suicide each day. Wyndon Rowe is a therapist who specializes in trauma. She says the VA often relies too heavily on medication when many vets simply want that feeling of usefulness they had in the military.
And the question always is, well, how do we support veterans? Like, how do we do this? How do we help them? Is it we give them money? Well, not necessarily. You give them purpose and task, right? Something to do and something that has meaning.
Rose says struggling vets often isolate themselves. Others, though, start thriving again once they found a community full of people who've lived through the same ordeal, or when they find a mission to dedicate themselves to.
But it doesn't happen with, here's your pill, take it, everything's going to be okay. It's not working. So it's really more about putting lots of tools in the toolbox and finding what you gravitate toward. That really does help you feel better.
Another one of those projects is a video series started by Marine Corps Staff Sergeant Joe Diamond of Mullica Hill, New Jersey. When Diamond first returned from a tour in Iraq, he divorced his then wife, started drinking, and briefly lived out of his truck until a friend took him in.
When I moved in with him, I started talking about things. I started having discussions and you know, not feeling judged and kind of opening the bottle up. Almost immediately after, I started feeling better, because once I started talking about it, I could actually start analyzing the feelings I'm having.
So Diamond started a video project he called The Stain of War, in which he interviews other vets with combat PTSD. He hopes they'll share their stories and coping mechanisms, and he also hopes the stigma around PTSD will erode if the public can better understand it.
And, you know, I know that coping with it is tough. Trust me, I've coped with it, and, you know, there's millions of us out there that have coped with it.
That's Brian Fisher of Upper Darby, one of Diamond's first interview subjects in the Stain of War series. Fisher, who participated in the 2003 U.S. invasion of Iraq, says talking in the video helped him open up to friends and family.
It was actually very easy for me because it was like me and Joe just shooting the breeze and talking about what happened. And, you know, wasn't like just somebody, no offense, just asking me, you know, questions. It was one Marine that had been there to another Marine.
And Fisher hopes more projects like The Stain of War and The Weekly Fight will make it easier for vets struggling back home and civilians who never left to understand each other.
We've come so far as a country in the past 20, 30 years as far as veterans dealing with PTSD that, you know, in the next 20 years, I can only imagine that it'll be, you know, there won't be that bridge. It'll be all connected.
For WHYY, I'm Joe Hernandez.